women in Iowa will have continued access to the health care they need throughout the course of the lawsuit.
The Trump administration planning the biggest sale of offshore oil and gas leases in U.S. history. The administration said Tuesday it will sell leases for about 77 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico for oil and gas drilling. The sale, scheduled for March of 2018, will include all unleased areas on the Gulf's outer continental shelf. The shelf holds an estimated recoverable reserves of more than 141 trillion cubic feet of gas and 48 billion barrels of oil. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Some teachers in Mississippi on the hot seat after soliciting drugs from their students. Randy Bell reports.
The women were arrested after the girl's parents noticed suspicious messages on her phone. Bureau of Narcotics Director John Dowdy says cases like this are becoming more common in Mississippi.
We have been investigating groups that are utilizing teenagers and college students to obtain prescription painkillers as a part of a network to distribute those on the street.
Investigators say the teachers asked the student to get them painkillers and stimulants. The girl's not facing any charges. Prosecutors say she's considered a victim in the case. Randy Bell in Jackson.
What would you do if you saw someone flying over your head in a lawn chair? Recently happened. Here's Chris Barnes.
It's been done before. Notably, a California man who became known as Lawn Chair Larry did it back in the 1980s. Now BBC News is reporting that a 38-year-old man named Tom Morgan flew over 15 miles across South Africa in a lawn chair tied to 100 helium balloons. Morgan says he strapped himself into the lawn chair Monday and accelerated quickly. He gradually started cutting the balloons, though, and after floating for about 2 hours, lowered himself safely to the ground. I'm Chris Barnes.
Music superstar Kid Rock says he's not running for the Senate in Michigan. He said, "Are you kidding me? I'm releasing a new album." USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, folks. It's Rich Scuderi, and we're having another episode live of Modern Design right here in beautiful downtown Flemington at WHCR-DB. Our topic today happens to be the upcoming holiday, Halloween. How are we all feeling about Halloween? I talk about when I was a young child, Halloween was kind of a big deal because you were a kid, but for adults it was nothing. I found in the recent years that Halloween has become bigger than ever. It's become a big holiday for both children and adults. In fact, I think it's scaled down for children because people are afraid to have their children out trick-or-treating. But for adults, it's blown up into a big, big holiday. So perhaps you're doing an adult party and you want to get some ways to decorate your home for Halloween in a creative and interesting way. And that's what our today's show is about. It's decorating for the upcoming Halloween holiday, doing things that are festive and special, both for your kids and for yourself. But before we start the show, let's take a look at today's weather and see where we are with our weather. Weather has been awfully crazy, isn't it? I'm in studio right now, and it is incredibly warm in studio. Okay, let's take a look. All right, so currently the National Weather Service is telling us that we are having fair skies at 68 degrees. This afternoon will be mostly sunny with a high of 67. We're at 68. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 42. On Thursday, unfortunately, we're going to have a chance of showers, 30%, with a high of 60. Thursday night, partly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 36. On Friday, it says patchy frost. That sounds interesting. Then sunny with a high of 63. I don't know if you have frost when it's 63, but they know better than I do. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 44. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 69 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain at 54. And then on Sunday, unfortunately, we're going to look at rainy and breezy temperatures of 65 degrees, but a high chance, 80%, that it's going to be a rainy day. So if you have anything planned for this weekend, try to get it in on Saturday. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 2 to 3, and I talk all things about design, how to make your home better, and what we can do to improve your life. We often talk to people in the tri-state area that help me on some of my projects, wonderful people like Tim Hyonis from Hyonis Greenhouses on wonderful plants, like Sandy Casper, who was with me last week from the Garden Gate. She has wonderful things for the holiday season, Halloween included in that. And her Halloween stuff is 30 to 40% off. All right, so I'm going to take some commercial messages, and then we'll be back with the Halloween show here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the times for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, a contractor, especially these days, and a home stager getting your house ready for sale. Lots of projects I'm working on, a lot of new things that are going on, a couple things. If you follow me on social media, I post a lot on social media these days. I guess I've given in to technology and had to accept it. The first thing is that, as many of you know from some of the shows I've done here on WHCR, that I've written my first book. The book is called The Lonely Boy, and it's about my ongoing struggles with depression and anxiety disorder. So I was very fortunate this weekend to be acknowledged by Barnes & Noble, of one of the top authors in New Jersey for 2017. And I had a book signing this past Saturday at the Barnes & Noble in Bridgewater, New Jersey, from 5 to 7. It was very rewarding. I sold out all of my books and was very excited about that. On Sunday, I had a book signing and a lecture at Words Bookstore in Maplewood, New Jersey. I think it was 197 Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Gave a tour on the book and then signed autographs afterwards. So that was very exciting. So tough subject, depression. I wanted to let my listeners know, if anybody is struggling with depression, one of the things that I'm doing in conjunction with Ruth Altamiro has a wonderful program here on WHCR, that we are together volunteering on a new project where we do an outreach program once a month to the local community, Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer County. We meet once a month at the Clinton Library, which they believe they call the North County Branch Library, at 7:30. The meeting's about an hour, and anybody who's having issues with their life and they want to talk or they just want to listen, you can join us for the Hunterdon County Depression and Anxiety Support Group. If you want more information, you can contact me at Cajun, C-A-J-U-N, Michael, M-A-V-I-N, Cajun Maven, at AOL.com, or you can call my office, 908-884-0770, and I'll give you information. Our next scheduled meeting is November 2nd. At 7:30 p.m., at the North County Branch Library. I believe it's 65 Halstead Road in Clinton. You do have to register first, so please give me a call, or again, go to my email, Cajun, C-A-J-U-N, Maven, M-A-V-I-N, all one word, at AOL.com. A couple other things that are going on with me at Maven Hill Designs is that I am going to be in the January issue of Design New Jersey magazine. I just completed a big renovation on a contemporary home in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey. So if you'd ever want to see what some of my work looks like, if you're a listener to the show, check that out. It'll be on newsstands sometime in the end of December, the January issue of Design New Jersey magazine. We are going into our fourth year of modern design here on WHCR. I don't know where the time went, but I am having a wonderful lineup for the rest of the year of guests. We are going to be having a number of people in a town that do businesses related to design. We've had some wonderful people already in town, but we're going to have some wonderful shows seasonally for now after this Thanksgiving shows. And then I have 4 weeks back-to-back of holiday shows that have already been scheduled. And we're going to get great ideas for your Thanksgiving table and your holiday table as well. Most important, I wanted to say to my listeners that I am happy to report that I'm now also going to be starting a television show. It's going to be called Design for the Times. It will air on the Comcast channel, and depending upon where you live, that's different for everyone. It will also air on Verizon Fios. Again, it's called Design for the Times, and we're starting to shoot November 1st. We're going to tape a couple of shows and see how it goes from there. And they will be on sometime in January, and I'll let you know when and where you can watch the show. You'll also be able to look at Design for the Times on your computer. It will be on Facebook Live. It will be on a couple of different sites, including Vimeo and Roku. So there are a lot of ways to see what we do. It's kind of nice to talk about design. It's also kind of nice to basically see what I'm talking about. So I think that's going to be wonderful. If my listeners and the people that are following me on social media want to see more, I will give them that information. Well, our topic today happens to be Halloween. As I was saying earlier in the broadcast, I feel like Halloween has exploded for adults. When I was a kid, my mom allowed us to put up these cutouts, these cardboard cutouts, in the windows in the front of our house. Taped very carefully so you didn't see the tape, and that was the extent of our Halloween decorations. But what I found out in more recent years is Halloween has gotten really big, and I don't know why Halloween has gotten so big, but it has. For children, I think it's exactly the opposite. I remember going out all afternoon and in the evening till dark and trick-or-treating and going to strangers' house and asking for candy, which seems to be sort of scary today to have young children be able to show up at strangers' houses and take food from them. But that's what we did back in the day, and I don't think anybody thought about anything. I think back then we were worried about razor blades in the apples. That's what I remember. But, you know, it was sort of a simpler time, I think, and we didn't really think about those things. Today it seems that they do think of those things, and media in general, as well as social media, warns us about so much stuff. I think that most of the clients that I have that have young children don't trick-or-treat anymore. What they do is they do a group party instead that can be monitored and controlled, and then they're worried about things that have nuts in them and allergies and all sorts of things. So it seems to me that that's Halloween for children has scaled down a little bit. For adults, again, the exact opposite. I'm seeing Halloween being bigger than it ever was before. So I thought it would be interesting in doing a show on Halloween decorations for your home. If you're going to have a party that night or over the weekend, I think there's a lot of festive and interesting and creative things that we can do. I've been looking on social media myself, on Pinterest, on Facebook, on all the different sites to get some neat and interesting ideas to decorate your home for Halloween. And I'm going to give you some wonderful things that you can do after these commercial messages to make your house Halloween ready. And we will be back right after these commercial messages.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I do have two locations with wonderful decorations and furniture, and one is very close here to Flemington, and that is 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. It's right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and next to Fred Bean's Toyota. I share my 6,000 square foot space with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting, and we have wonderful things to look at. Terrific lamps. If you want a lamp that's unusual, good place to come into. Great lighting fixtures. I have some wonderful furniture, accessories, artwork, all at internet prices. I do have another showroom if you're up north near the Short Hills Mall. I have Maven Hill Designs also, with a showroom at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I have a wonderful Chesterfield sofa, modern take on a Chesterfield sofa, on sale for $1,500, a great dining table, wonderful pieces of furniture, and of course, lots of fall seasonal stuff, the best wreaths, the best fall candles, at 30% off the regular department store prices. To reach Maven Hill Designs at any time, the phone number is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Our topic today is decorating for Halloween, something that was very simple back in the day, but has become quite elaborate. I like the creativity of some of the fall and Halloween decorations I see this year, probably more creative than ever. So number one on my list was talking about pumpkins in general and what I'm seeing people do with pumpkins for the season and also for the specific holiday, which is up and coming. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you is something that I saw recently. I did see it at one house last year, but I started to see it on social media this year. And that's where you make a pumpkin. This is a little bit gross, but that's where you make a pumpkin look like it's throwing up. So I think it's kind of fun. I think for that night, you can make a jack-o'-lantern out of that and illuminate that, and it's a lot of fun. So what you do in that case is you take a pumpkin, you sort of core the top off, if you will, and you do what most people do when they create a jack-o'-lantern, and that is you scoop out the inside. Now, when we were kids, my mom, our family is Italian, and my mom would always say, we're never going to have a jack-o'-lantern because then I can't bake the pie, and we had great pumpkin pies. So we never got to do that. But a lot of people on our street had jack-o'-lanterns, and I always thought they were so cool looking. So when you hollow out the inside, you don't take the seeds away from the sort of muck that's in the middle. So then you carve out the eyes and the mouth, and then you take the gooey orange stuff that's pulp, if you will, that's with the seeds, and then you have that coming out of the mouth. So it actually looks like, and then you have a candle light it, it actually looks like the pumpkin is throwing up. And I know that's probably a little gross, but it was actually kind of fun and an interesting thing to do with pumpkins. The next thing I've noticed, and I talked about this on our fall show, I think, with Sandy last week, and then with Hyonis the week before, is I see a trend towards all things white this year when it came for fall. And white pumpkins were more prominent than ever. So I'm seeing a lot of white pumpkins. And the look itself is nice. I don't think it's as festive as the orange pumpkins, but the white pumpkin is really good looking. And one of the things that the white pumpkin is very good for is being able to do things with it because it's a neutral backdrop. And I did see in a couple of people's home, but a lot on Pinterest, of great pumpkin decorating ideas. When you start with a white pumpkin, you have a great slate. And if you have a more contemporary facade, what color is best with white but black? So I saw a lot of trending this year of where people would take a stencil with craft paint and then paint on their pumpkin. One of the most popular thing was to paint the initial. If your last initial starts with S, as mine done, they would get a stencil from the craft store, and with black paint, they would paint that stencil on the white pumpkin, looking quite nice in script and whatever sort of font that you like. That was wonderful. I also saw white pumpkins that were done in a silhouette that was a shape. Cats, witches, and so on. And I've seen them done individually with a large pumpkin or in succession. One of the other things that I saw is people writing words on pumpkins. And that was kind of neat as well. That spelled out something. So I think letters in general, I'm finding people come to my stores and they ask me, do you have any letters? So I did bring in galvanized metal letters, wood letters, and so on, because I think letters are kind of in. But lettering your pumpkins, I would say, is particularly popular this year with both the orange and the white pumpkins. But if you get the white pumpkins, it really shows when you have the black paint and then the white pumpkin. So something else that I saw that I thought was really interesting. One of the things I've talked about on Modern Design before when it comes to this time of the year is leafing your pumpkins. And there are a lot of different types of leaves that you can do, actual leaf. Gold leaf is interesting and very beautiful, but can be expensive. Silver leaf is very pretty and can be very contemporary looking. One of the ones that I saw a leaf this year that I haven't seen before, it was in a restaurant. They copper leafed all their pumpkins, so they looked like they were copper. They had a couple of different sizes, and they were in a restaurant on a table, I would say a buffet table, where someone was having brunch, and the edges of the table had the pumpkins, but the pumpkins were leafed in copper leaf, and that was very, very pretty. They did it in a way that a little bit of the pumpkin skin showed through, but you had the look of the copper, and it kind of made it a little bit special and a little bit, I guess, a little bit formal looking. I see people painting pumpkins like crazy lately. Black was a popular one, where they're painting the pumpkin black, especially for the Halloween, and then putting something on top of it, whether it be artwork or a sticker of some sort or a shape or cutting out a shape. Black was a very popular color for paint. Now, if you're going to do a project where you do a leaf, it can be very complicated and kind of costly. So there are some wonderful metallic paints. You never want to eat the pumpkin after you do that. You can throw it away. But there are some metallic paints that are available at the local Michael's craft store here in Flemington, and AC Moore, which is another good craft store. I also believe they do have some of the metallic paints at Walmart right in Flemington, and you could do something creative. That's a great project to do with kids. It's a lot of fun, gets them involved with it, and it makes it very festive. Another thing that I want to talk about in terms of decorating for the holiday is orange lights. I really, really like orange lights. They are not Christmas lights. I hear some people calling them Christmas lights, but they aren't. They're specifically sold for Halloween and for the fall season. But particularly, I believe they're sold for Halloween. And this year, I found wonderful sets of orange lights in a multitude of places. I got the best price on my lights at Ace Hardware, but they do have a plethora of them at Home Depot, at Lowe's, at all the craft stores have them, Michael's has them, and you can get some orange lights. Now, one of the things that people do with orange lights that I don't like is they put them in the window, and I never think lights in the window look great. I think lights are wonderful when they're nestled in things. So a project that I saw that was really nice, especially if you're hosting the holiday, is taking the orange lights and getting something that's natural. In this case, the woman used a wonderful corn stalk. At her mailbox, she took a corn stalk, or probably two because it was really sort of wide. She took a wonderful wide corn stalk or two and then wrapped a really beautiful, originally an orange and black plaid bow, and then In addition to that, she got some burlap ribbon, and she put that and mixed that in with the plaid. So the black and orange plaid, and then the burlap ribbon was really sharp. Then she took it to the next level because she took a couple of sets of orange lights and intertwined the orange lights into the stalks. And she put it on a timer, and she lit it at night. So I think if she has her Halloween party, again, as she usually does, what a welcoming thing to do if you're in a dark neighborhood, as we are, to have that glow from a distance of the soft orange light. Amazing looking, and a really good job with that. You can also do lights and trees. I'm working at a hotel right now, and we decided for the holiday to light up the trees. In this case, the trees were holly trees, and I went out and I bought, I don't know, about 10 sets of orange lights. And then instead of laying the lights on the outside of the tree, which is a mistake most people make, I made the people that were helping me go inside the tree and then line the inside of the tree with the orange lights. So this way you don't see the wires, but you just see the glow of the orange light. And that was really, really beautiful. And when we lit that, you got that warm orange glow. An orange light gives off a beautiful and very pleasant color. Be careful, though, because I made a mistake myself. They also sell amber lights, which look completely orange. But when you plug them in, they're yellow. They're not orange at all, so I had to return those. Keep in mind when you buy colored lights in general, solid color lights, all one color, they're always going to look 10 times darker in the box than they are when you turn them on. Purple is another one because I do like the combination of orange and purple together. And I was going to suggest if you want to do something different, you can do a set of orange and a set of purple and intertwine them. And that's a cool combination to do just on the bushes in the front of your house. And that would be kind of nice for the holiday. You're not really going to have a black light because you wouldn't really see it. But if you do orange and purple, it is very much reminiscent of Halloween. And I noticed another thing that was trending this year is purple as a Halloween color. And orange and purple are great for the fall and for Halloween. So something else that you can do for yourself and make it wonderful. Another thing that I like to do, and I see all over my town, is that people take the small pumpkins, and then if you have fence of any kind, they put pumpkins in succession on all the bridges in town. And I have a wonderful bridge on my property, and it's an old iron bridge, sort of a green iron bridge. And I get little pumpkins, and I impale the baby pumpkins on the metal posts. I don't do everyone because if you do them too close together, your eye gets to be too much. So I do every third one on my bridge, and I do them on both sides. That is a wonderful look. It's very welcoming if you have people coming to your house at night, having that little orange glow on the bridge, and I illuminate that, makes it very festive and a great thing to do for a Halloween party. Well, listen, we are up to our news time. We're going to take our short news break, and then after that, we'll be back with much more here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I hope that we're reaching a tipping point where my colleagues and every elected official will say, we can't go on this way.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake appearing on NBC's Today Show talking about his decision not to run for re-election, blaming President Trump for the current state of politics in the country. However, on MSNBC, Flake admitted he wouldn't win re-election.
Bottom line is, if I were to run a campaign that I could be proud of and where I didn't have to cozy up to the president and his positions or his behavior, I could not win in a Republican primary. That's the bottom line.
A new report says the hard drive is missing from a laptop computer found inside the hotel room of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock. The missing hard drive may prevent investigators from potential key evidence and information on why Paddock carried out the mass shootings last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The vice president breaking a deadlock in Congress last night on a law that makes it harder for Americans to sue banks.
Vice President Mike Pence cast the deciding vote, breaking a 50-50 tie. It's the latest move by the Trump administration and Republicans to loosen Obama-era regulation of Wall Street, which began after the 2008 economic crisis. The rule would have restored the right for people to sue financial institutions in court rather than go through private arbitration. It was set to take place in 2019.
A brother of the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, is facing child pornography charges. TMZ is reporting Bruce Paddock was taken into custody today in North Hollywood at an assisted living home. Law enforcement tell TMZ they were tipped that there was child porn on Bruce Paddock's computer. Police then obtained a search warrant. Sources say the investigation of Bruce Paddock was underway before Stephen Paddock shot up a Las Vegas music festival last month. Police didn't say how close they believe Bruce Paddock was with his brother Stephen. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Wine manufacturers worldwide say there is a significant dip in the world supply.
Let alone wildfires that have destroyed some California wineries, it hasn't been a good year for wine worldwide. Spring frosts and summer heat waves in Europe are to blame, with output in Italy expected to be down 23% this year. French production is estimated to be down 19%. Wine industry representatives say global wine production could be at its lowest level in 50 years. There is good news. Even though production totals are down, quality is expected to be high.
Well, if you're like me and you like to visit America's national parks, be prepared to get a little more money out of your pocket. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
The proposal announced on Tuesday would more than double entrance fees at 17 parks, including Yellowstone, Yosemite, and the Grand Canyon. The fee for private vehicles would jump to $70, up from the current $25 to $30. Motorcycle riders who now pay $15 to $25 would pay $50. Visitors on foot or bicycles would pay $30 instead of the current $10 to $15. The higher fees would pay for badly needed repairs of roads, bridges, campgrounds, and bathrooms. The National Park Service will accept public comments on its website until November 23rd.
Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic Party may be behind the infamous dossier that outlined President Trump's alleged links to Russia. The Washington Post reports that beginning in April 2016, a lawyer for the Clinton campaign hired the firm Fusion GPS to conduct research on Trump. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Again, I am an interior designer and a home stager and a contractor doing projects for the past 20 years in the tri-state area and a little bit in Florida. It's always good to do those projects in the winter. But it's getting so warm because of global warming. I don't know if we have to go to Florida anymore, per se. My topic today happens to be decorating for Halloween, and that Halloween has become such a big deal with adults in the past years that you want to make your space festive for that particular upcoming holiday, giving you some wonderful different ideas of things you can do both outside and inside your home to make it more interesting and more fun. So before the news break, we were talking about orange lights and using these wonderful orange lights, perhaps in combination with purple lights or orange lights in the trees, which is kind of a nice thing to do. I saw a project where they took strands of lights. They had very tall trees, and they took strands of lights, and they hung the whole strand long ways. I guess maybe they were about a 50 light set, not a 100 light set, so they weren't so long, but they hung in the trees the light sets long ways, and they had a Halloween party, and the backyard had these long sort of dangling straight down, hanging lights with a little bit of the orange glow. Boy, that was something interesting to try and do. It was really, really good looking. So definitely something that you can try. And I noticed with lights this year, and last year as well, they're making lights in shapes now. So it wouldn't work if you were too far away from it. But if you were lighting something up, let's say for your party inside your house, maybe even a house plant, and you got lights that look like spiders or lights that look like pumpkins, if you will, and you wrap them around a tree that you had in your house. That's kind of an interesting thing to do. Bring some light, some color, and the shapes of lights are also very good. The next one is something that I actually went out and bought in August for the season, and I've sold a lot of them, and that is paper lanterns for that holiday. I have wonderful, in my both my stores, I have wonderful paper lanterns that look like all different sorts of things, most of which are pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns, and they're terrific. They have a hook on them. They're orange. They're all different sizes, and then you can string them. If you're going to do them outside, you can string them on your trees, and in my Maplewood store, I have wonderful branches, and I have them during the day hung from my branches. If I'm there a little bit late in the evening, they have a battery bottom, and they light up, which is wonderful. And they're terrific. You just have to keep an eye on them because they're not going to last in wet weather. But paper lanterns, like Chinese paper lanterns that are in the shapes of pumpkins, are really, really nice and add a lot to the space. You can also use them inside. I've strung them inside on a wire or a rope in a room if I was decorating for the Halloween holiday, and have them all in the same size. And you can string them up and light them, and they are really fun because they give you that look that you're looking for. One of the things that I think is very important if you're having a Halloween party entertaining is smell is just as important as the look of a space. So we did a show a while ago on a healthy home, and I've learned more and more that a lot of these artificial sprays are not good for you. You're breathing in chemicals and toxins and carcinogens. So I've gone to the approach that the best smell you can have for a space is clean. But for the particular holiday, if you're having a Halloween party, what denotes the smell of Halloween or fall? And I think that's probably the cinnamon smell. So I came up with something myself that I've been using for a number of years if I'm having a Halloween party or entertaining in the fall, and I want to pass that along to you. Very easy to do, very inexpensive, and something that you can reuse again and again. And that is, I take a pan that has a little bit of depth to it, and you want to use a pan and not a stock pot because, well, it depends on the time frame you're doing it, because there's more a surface area covered by the heat. So you want to put on the lowest setting you possibly could, and then you want to take pumpkin pie spice, which you can buy anywhere, supermarket, anywhere. Pumpkin pie spice, very inexpensive, by the least expensive brand you can find, and put that in the skillet with nothing else in it. And you may want to add some cloves. You may want to add some apple slices, maybe a little bit of vanilla. And then you just add regular tap water to that. So you have sort of a brown mixture. You'll stir that around. You'll put it on the very lowest setting and just allow it on simmer to do its thing. Within about 15 minutes, you're going to have the most wonderful aroma that really denotes the fall. And when people come to your front door, they will smell it. It's not offensive. It's very much reminiscent of fall. Now, the water will eventually evaporate, so you do have to keep an eye on it. Then you just add water back again. So I've done this already twice when I've entertained. It looks wonderful. At the end of the evening, you can take that concoction that you've already made and not even have to remake it again. Put it, when it cools, put it in a Tupperware container and then reuse that again. But cinnamon, apple, clove smell is just wonderful. And if you're entertaining for a Halloween party, something that's really, really nice to do. If you're having a party where you can't keep an eye on it, then I would probably use the stock pot. Make sure that the proportions are great so that you're not going to have it burn at the end. So nobody wants a burn smell when they're entertaining. One of the things that you should be looking at right now, there's a plethora of them, is cocktail napkins. I don't know why, but cocktail napkins don't sell as well as they used to. So if you're having a party at your house, you really want to have a theme going. And cocktail napkins for Halloween are great, all sorts of wonderful things. And they don't have to be scary. They can be spiders. They can be creepy things. But they also just can be pumpkins. They can be gourds. They can be anything you want them to be. Lots of glass, even if you have plastic, should be without cocktail napkins. They spread the wealth, and they wind up in all the pictures and on the tables, and they allow you to change the look of the space. Pot fillers are something that I like a lot. Candles, to me, and entertaining go together. So a lot of times I use clear glass vessels with candles. So what I like to do for Halloween time is always use a very pure white candle, no color, in a glass container, typically hurricanes. And then those hurricanes are so big that you have a space around them to bring in some color and do something. And one of the things that I tried this year was to take acorns, regular acorns that I had found, and then I craft painted them black. And the black acorns went around the white candle, and those are on my dining room table right now. It looks really nice, and some reason the white and the black really make it seem like it's for Halloween without being over the top. You can also add, if you want, do a couple of them in silver. So black with a little bit of silver also looks like Halloween. You don't want to do them evenly mixed or it won't work. Mostly all black and a little bit of silver work out very nicely too. And are just interesting for the holiday. The light, you want to use a tall candle, not a taper candle, a very wide candle, so it's not going to burn on them too much, but it'll give you the look that you're looking for. Front door wreaths are very important, even if you're not entertaining, because that night if you have trick-or-treating, you're going to want to have something that's very festive. And one of the wreaths that I saw this year that was new was wreaths that were all leaves. And I hadn't seen that before, but wreaths that were made out of fall leaves had a really good look to them. And I do have a suggestion of how to zhuzh that up a little bit. Anytime you add black to something, it does make them look like it was meant for Halloween. So I would take some of those leaves, again using a craft or a spray paint, and intertwine them in your existing wreath. Have them be detached, but include them in that space. And that night you'll have, or for the couple days before Halloween, you'll have that. And then you can just pull them out and have your fall wreath for Thanksgiving. Wreaths are very important. The same thing about swags. If you have a swag that goes around your door, a long garland, if you will, that goes up, over, and around, you want to tie that into your wreath, and you can intertwine some black into that. And again, black and silver are always denoting of the Halloween holiday and could look very, very nice together. Also, containers this year are really cool looking, and the natural look is very much in, natural and organic. So in my stores, I'm selling a lot of galvanized metal. So if you're going to be serving things, have things on the table, have things on a sideboard, if you're serving them in galvanized metal, that's a really nice look for your entertaining for Halloween. Things that have blackboard on them, maybe a galvanized pot that has a blackboard on them where you can put what the thing is really kind of nice, and do them in succession. Blackboards in general, if you're going to be serving a menu, put the menu out with a blackboard. The sort of black-white look is sort of Halloween-ish in itself, but put the menu out, put sayings out. Signs, again, are very, very much in style right now, so have signage, have wonderful wood signage, have metal letters that spell out Halloween or maybe phrases or certain things that denote Halloween in galvanized metal in black and those colors. And that's another thing that you can do in your space that's sophisticated, it's not over the top, and will really work well in your space. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll have more of Modern Design after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that.
Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I am an interior designer, home stager, and contractor with two locations in New Jersey. My first location is right here near Flemington at 176 Route 202-31 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and next to Fred Bean's Toyota. I share my 6,000 square foot space with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting, and we have a myriad of things to choose from. Wonderful lighting, fans, wonderful pieces of furniture, accessories, candles, artwork, and right now a lot of seasonal stuff. Cocktail napkins for your upcoming holiday events, wonderful fall candles, and all different sort of fall fragrances, wonderful dishes, glasses, accessories, and unusual things for your home. I do have a second location if you're up in northern New Jersey near the Short Hills Mall. I have a location in Maplewood, New Jersey. Maplewood's a nice place to visit. The Village in particular, which is their downtown area by the train station, is really kind of nice and unique. Lots of individual shops, not a lot of franchised businesses there. An old movie theater, wonderful restaurants to go to. If you're looking for something to do while the weather is still nice, take a stroll up to Maplewood and spend the afternoon at the Village. That store is located at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. That store has a lot of furniture, dining room tables, foyer tables, rugs, and interesting pieces, four rooms to choose from, all decorated for the fall holiday. Lots of fall stuff, best wreaths I've seen around, accessories, garlands, all things to make your home beautiful, not only just for Halloween, but for the entire fall season up to Thanksgiving, and starting to get Christmas stuff in already. It was always a pet peeve of mine when I was a kid that I would go out, and in October I would see all the Christmas stuff. It just was a little bit too early, but that's retail for you. I've decided, though, that I'm not going to really put out any Christmas stuff yet, probably until November. I can't really wait until Black Friday, but until November anyway, which, unfortunately, guys, is pretty much around the corner. So our topic today happens to be decorating for Halloween and for fall in general, and things you can do to maybe make your existing fall decorations a little bit more Halloween-esque. And one of the ways to do that, as I was saying earlier in the broadcast, if you add black and silver to anything, it makes it look like Halloween. I don't know why that is, but it is. So you can do that very subtly with cocktail napkins specifically for Halloween. You can do that by adding black to things. We talked about adding some wonderful maybe black leaves into your existing wreath and having that contrast of the orange and the black. We talked about pot fillers doing some wonderful white, pure white candles and hurricanes, and then adding some elements, whether they be artificial or natural, in black with a little bit silver with a white candle. There are wonderful subtle things that you can do using orange lights. for the holiday and putting them in bushes outside your house or stringing them long ways if you have very tall trees, stringing them in trees and creating that look or that drama. Using pumpkins as decorations, painting them out, or working with white pumpkins and then putting really interesting shapes on them, stenciling shapes on them in black and having that sort of black and white look, maybe with a cat or a witch's hat or something that denotes Halloween, but maybe in a little bit more of a subtle and sophisticated way. So we're going to talk about some more ideas. And one of the things that I did over the weekend, which I think is terrific for Halloween and for fall, is to do stacked pumpkins. Now, I've talked about stacked pumpkins a couple of times before, but I still get in social media, people do contact me and ask questions, and also my website, of how to do stacked pumpkins. And one of the reasons I like to do stacked pumpkins is what we're going through right now. I had a big weekend. I had a lot of people staying at the house because they were coming to the book signings on Saturday and Sunday. And I noticed what happened this year is that it was so unbelievably warm that all the mums and all the flowers that I had, the annuals for fall, a lot of them did their thing. So when I went to the garden center, it was no different. I went to the garden center, and a lot of the things that I was looking for to replace the original ones had already done their thing there as well because it was so warm. So there wasn't really flowers for me to go to. Mums had already popped and did their thing, and they were done. The fall flowers really, there wasn't much to choose from in the garden center. But what there was a plethora of was pumpkins, white pumpkins and orange pumpkins, as far as the eye can see, in every shape and color. So even green pumpkins. So I decided to take the existing pots that I had, take out the flowers that had dried out because it was so warm, and to replace them with pumpkins. So one of the best ways to do that, to do something that has a lot of visual weight, is to stack your pumpkins, almost like it's a snowman, if you will. And at my entrance of my house, I have a beautiful entry gate on either side, and I have wonderful old black urns that I got up in an antique shop in Lambertville. And they're about 2 feet each. So I decided when I took everything out, I needed some color, seasonal color, at the front of my house. And what I came up with over at the Hyonas Greenhouses was to use pumpkins that we would stack and make look festive. So the first thing we did was to get pumpkins that were the same size. Now, that took forever. You want to look at pumpkins that are the same size so that there's symmetry on both sides. So it took us about a half an hour to find two base pumpkins that were large enough to fit the diameter of the space, and then make sure that we're sort of level and flat. Here's a trick, though. When you do your stacked pumpkins, don't take the stem off the top of the pumpkins. Actually use it to ground the pumpkin. Flip the pumpkin upside down, and then stick the top of the pumpkin, stick the base into the soil. It will keep it in the pot, into the soil on both. So we did that, so the top of our pumpkin was more level and flat. Then you take a dowel, and dowel is simply a piece of wood. You can do it with nails, you can do it with a piece of wood that's the same on the top and the bottom, almost like a shish kebab, and you put them on either side. Then you take a medium-sized pumpkin, and what we did this year, because there were so many white pumpkins and because we wanted contrast in our pots, especially from the distance, is our second pumpkin was white, so we went from orange to white. Now, this pumpkin, you didn't want to have a stem because it was going to be in the middle. So we looked for pumpkins that did not have a stem, that it just were to the base, that we can easily put a dowel through. We looked for two medium-sized white pumpkins that would work well, and then we stacked them with the dowel so they went through the dowel, and it doesn't have to come all the way through, but enough that it was secured on the base pumpkin. Then we took the final pumpkin, and that you want to make sure has a beautiful stem because that's going to finish off the look. And we went back to orange but found two smallest orange pumpkins that had wonderful stem on top. We put another dowel on the top of the white pumpkin, and then not too big though because the little pumpkin's little, and then impaled the final pumpkin on top. Then we took a bittersweet vine and we wrapped it around where the gaps where the two pumpkins
came together. Amazing looking. Really gave us some festive, nice look, entertaining for Halloween. But also, you can keep that up until Thanksgiving. And it's very festive. It's very full. It denotes Halloween, but it also denotes the entire season. Now, if I was having a Halloween party per se, I would embellish the white pumpkin. I probably would have done something, painted something, a silhouette, a witch's broom, a hat, something, a cat, something that denoted, as in silhouette in black, the Halloween holiday, and that would be really interesting and neat together to do. Lots of projects that you can do this year, lots of things. Go online. You know, I say that we're so lucky that we have Google. Google Halloween ideas, and you will get, and then click images, and you will get wonderful and interesting ideas. I think the idea is I'm always looking, and I bring my phone with me wherever I go. And if there's an idea that I like, I just take pictures of everything I can and try to come up with things that are new and fresh and different. Another thing that I like to use in the fall, and they actually kind of reinvent themselves, are white branches. The branches that you would use at holiday time, sprayed out in white, I like to use in containers, particularly these days. I love galvanized metal containers, and then I fill them with white branches. And then for Halloween, you take things and you decorate the branches. Spiders is a great one to do. If you do different black spiders with white branches and a galvanized bucket, really cool looking. If you add something on that bucket that has the look of chalkboard, even better. You can buy an expensive galvanized bucket and then get chalkboard paint and create something on that or letter something on the container, and that's very in style to do in the space. But take the white branches, that you can reuse for Christmas time or holiday time, and then put wonderful things on them, whether it be soft things like pumpkins and gourds or really interesting, fun things like spiders on those branches. It's very festive and very interesting to look at. Well, believe it or not, an hour has gone by, and we've given a lot of ideas for your Halloween decorating. I don't usually spend a lot of time on Halloween decorating, but this year I was very inspired by the ideas I saw on social media, so I wanted to pass some of that stuff to you. Well, I thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. We have wonderful shows coming up, lots of guests almost every week to the end of the year. We'll have a live guest in studio. So until I see you next time, enjoy the beautiful weather that we have today and get out there. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and thanks for listening to Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I hope that we're reaching a tipping point where my colleagues and every elected official will say, we can't go on this way.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake appearing on NBC's Today Show talking about his decision not to run for re-election, blaming President Trump for the current state of politics in the country. However, on MSNBC, Flake admitted he wouldn't win re-election.
Bottom line is, if I were to run a campaign that I could be proud of and where I didn't have to cozy up to the president and his positions or his behavior, I could not win in a Republican primary. That's the bottom line.
A new report says the hard drive is missing from a laptop computer found inside the hotel room of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock. The missing hard drive may prevent investigators from potential key evidence and information on why Paddock carried out the mass shootings last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and the Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The vice president breaking a deadlock in Congress last night on a law that makes it harder for Americans to sue banks.
Vice President Mike Pence cast the deciding vote, breaking a 50-50 tie. It's the latest move by the Trump administration and Republicans to loosen Obama-era regulation of Wall Street, which began after the 2008 economic crisis. The rule would have restored the right for people to sue financial institutions in court rather than go through private arbitration. It was set to take place in 2019.
A brother of the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, is facing child pornography charges. TMZ is reporting Bruce Paddock was taken into custody today in North Hollywood at an assisted living home. Law enforcement tell TMZ they were tipped that there was child porn on Bruce Paddock's computer. Police then obtained a search warrant. Sources say the investigation of Bruce Paddock was underway before Stephen Paddock shot up a Las Vegas music festival last month. Police didn't say how close they believe Bruce Paddock was with his brother Stephen. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won.